Listeners, I am thrilled to bring you a sneak peek of a program I know you'll enjoy. Power, Hugh Hefner, is the follow-up to the show's smash hit premiere season, Power, The Maxwells. The pool at the Playboy Mansion looked great on camera, but can you imagine being in it? It's time to look at the power of the man in the smoking jacket. Power, Hugh Hefner, hosted by Amy Rose Spiegel of Vice, focuses on the women of Playboy, the bunnies, the centerfolds, and the executives, and uses a feminist lens to examine the magazine's Playboy culture. Check out this sneak preview.
The £30 million empire built around the simple principle that most people like to look at pretty girls, in this case, well-trained pretty girls.
Hefner will be remembered as more than an elderly gent in a silk robe. He changed the face of America.
He was the ultimate playboy.
Hefner is credited with ushering in the sexual revolution in the 60s with his men's magazine. He was also known for lavish parties that were thrown at the mansion.
Quick, take a second and picture Playboy in your head. What are you seeing? Bunny costumes, right? Maybe the ritzy Playboy mansion? But whatever your personal vision is, I can guarantee we're all thinking about women right now. Today, the way Hugh Hefner presented those women might seem cheap or sad or out of date or just wrong. But when Playboy first launched, it was a sensation.
He's discovered a new formula for packaging pornography, and it's made him Playboy of the Western world.
Over the following half century, Hefner and his media empire came right up against the biggest cultural flashpoints of that time. The sexual revolution, free speech, women's liberation, and civil rights. At the center of it all was this little man in a silk robe who somehow bent the world around his fantasies. But it's hard to say if he understood the human cost of bringing those fantasies to life.
Could I honestly say to myself that in all those years, with all those adventures, what for me was a celebration of my life, could I say with certainty that someone wasn't hurt by it?
Of course, we know the big philosophical questions about how Playboy's magnetism affected women. On an individual level, there's a lot of evidence that Hefner was abusive and controlling to some of the women he was closest with. So were other famous, powerful men who used the Playboy Mansion and clubs to hurt other people.
A stunning fall from grace tonight for Bill Cosby, the man once dubbed America's Dad, found guilty on all three counts of aggravated indecent assault.
There are so many layers to this story. As an editor and a journalist covering sex, it's been impossible for me to avoid Playboy's legacy, which was also true when I worked at nightclubs or in front of cameras. Or as the girlfriend of a much older rich guy. Playboy has always fascinated me because while it feels like a relic, its influence is still all around us. So I wanted to find out everything I could about Hugh Hefner, just to see where else we hear the echoes of his power in our lives today. I'm going to trace Hefner's rise and demise through the women who made Playboy. I'm hoping they'll help me find my way through some of the questions I think about most often. What are the trade-offs when we try to find freedom through the cracks in our own exploitation? How can glamour and prestige become a cover for inequality and mistreatment? What will this story tell us about sex and power, then and now? I'm Amy Rose Spiegel, and from Something Else, this is Season 2 of Power, the story of Hugh Hefner and the rise and fall of Playboy.
Power, Hugh Hefner is available now wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop every Monday.